summer will be back in all of its glory. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communications Center staff is growing. 5 women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance of dispatchers during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow.
I cannot wait to give Dave his
cowboy boogie,
or his present.
It's 11.
Dave, you
should I take off the glasses for this?
Yeah, because this is your day.
This is your day.
We give everybody a day here near their birthday. Christy has a birthday coming up.
I know.
A big birthday coming
big
up.
Big one. With a, yeah,
it is a big one.
It's a round number.
Big
well, mine's
birthday.
A round number, but yours is like a round, round.
Yours is a two pointy numbers.
Yeah.
Doesn't the two have a little pointy number? Point
I don't know.
Anyway, Dave, I want to present to you the greatest birthday present ever purchased.
Of all time.
Yeah. What goes into a great birthday present? Let me.
Wax philosophical here.
All right, here's
look at this bag.
We got
fancy.
A bag. This was professionally wrapped by one Christy.
I thought it was the
thank
dude that
you.
Called in the, like the Gators because it kind of has like a, you know, kind of scales on it. It's green.
I put a lot of thought into this. Well, and I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
This is an excellent. All right, so here you go.
Okay.
You get to pull
okay.
it out.
It's heavy.
If you want to watch, we're doing this on Facebook Live. If you want to follow along, go to my Facebook page.
Yeah,
you'll
hold on. Let me move my microphone so I can get around a little bit. There we go.
All right, so we have tissue paper coming out of the bag. For those at home not watching on Facebook
Did
Live.
Did you smell it?
He smelled the tissue paper.
I was actually like I was going to blow my nose.
Oh, okay.
Tissue paper. All right. There's three things here.
Three items. You'll notice. Now, hold it up for the camera and show them the wrapping.
Christmas. Yeah, sorry. I had very limited options.
It's okay. You know what?
Now, Dave.
Is there an order?
There's an order.
There is an order. It says 1, 2, 3 in the corner.
There should be a 1, a 2, and a 3
yep,
on there.
In the corner.
Should be an R, often two completely different things. There's 1.
Okay.
Got number 1.
Here we got 2.
Got number 2.
Okay.
So that would, by, you know, deduction here, we'd go, that's 3.
Look at the big brain on
but
Dave.
But it actually is 3 as well.
It actually is 3. Yeah.
All right, so open number 1 first. I'm so excited. Hey, move the bag so they can see you tear into it. Yeah, there we go.
I like how you presented it to me as it was like a full bag. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's seen better days.
That's awesome.
All right. So Dave is opening present number 1. He will notice.
Oh!
He will notice. It is
the
greatest president of
all
time. Right. It is The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Winner of the National Book Award by Edmund Morris. The Rise.
Yeah. The greatest president. So now he gets present number 2.
Present number 2.
What could it be?
President number 2 might give away what president number 3 is.
It might be, but you know.
I think President 1 might have given away what 2 and 3 are. But that's only because I'm really smart. And I know that this is actually, you know, this is awesome because, now Theodore Rex, which means, you know, King Teddy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is when he comes into his own.
That's right.
Notice 1 is a lot thicker than 2.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go into the, as the guy said before, the whole family history.
You're going to get all the seeds.
And this reminds me of a favorite set of books of mine.
Uh-huh.
Which are similar, which is the Lyndon Johnson books by Robert Caro.
There you go.
And so now I got a whole other look at, and now Colonel Roosevelt.
Now Colonel Roosevelt. That is the post-presidential years.
Okay.
The trilogy. And what'd you say yesterday? You said that it looks a lot. It's a longer read than it looks.
It's a shorter read than it looks.
Yeah. Because once you get into it, it's like super exciting.
He writes it like a novel.
Yeah.
He writes it like a novel, and so and Teddy's life is so fascinating. There's so many cool stories. That you're going to love reading through this.
That's awesome.
You're going to love
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
So you have the...
I'm sort of stuck between books, so it got me right at the right time. Like, I've been... Like, I have a couple that I've been, like, meaning to start, or I'm, like, 8 pages into. I'm like, this isn't that good.
Yeah, the first one kind of...
Not the case with these, though.
The first one takes it from about 3 generations before Teddy to right before he becomes governor. Really.
Wow.
And then that one, the middle one, kind of takes the governor and the president.
Well, I hope y'all got some material because I got books to read.
All right, look at Dave and his books. How about that?
This is awesome. Thank you so much. This
Christy
is really
did the
cool.
best little what rapping job I've ever seen in my life.
I was really excited about it personally.
If you know, if this radio thing doesn't work out, you have a future as a rapper.
Ooh, he's the DJ. Rapper. I'm the rapper.
Right. But with a W. See,
I'm
got
trying to go through the comments. Here.
We get it.
Oh, you do.
All right. Well, let's get 84's thoughts. Well, he's not here yet.
He is supposed to be here.
Allegedly, he gonna be here.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's supposed to be here, like in 1 minute. He said about 10 after.
Yeah, he's on Jack time. We got a compliment. We're killing it on the bumper music today. Etta James, Shut the Front Door.
Well, you know what we noticed?
Yeah.
During the break, I said, you know, that sounds a lot like Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, not by Chris Stapleton originally. It's written by some randos. George Jones took it to number 2 in 83. David Alan Coe is the first guy to record it. And then it says, when you get to the Stapleton like part, it says he recorded an Etta James-influenced version of Tennessee Whiskey. So it's basically the same song.
Dave, I went to high school with a guy named Brandon Crosby.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. I asked if
apparently
you wanted to
apparently you look
tag
a lot
him.
Like Brandon Crosby.
Oh, and asked if you wanted to tag.
He's like, do you want
really?
To tag Brandon Crosby?
Yeah.
Nobody looks like me.
My mom said happy birthday, Dave.
Well, thank you.
Put a balloon and a heart. Aww, mama. Mama.
It's the best. We have the best listeners.
David Mowry is watching, so he wanted to watch his own live stream.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty fly.
I'd want to watch my own. Oh, God.
Oh, there's
why?
That word again.
Why? It what? Sneaks in every third hour.
What, we're not allowed to say fly?
Well, no, just, I don't know if you can call yourself fly.
Okay, Baron and I are from a time known as the 90s.
Yeah, when okay? you can absolutely call
And that's
yourself
how people
fly.
Talk.
I'm also from the 90s.
You know, but that's how people talk back then, and not like, you know.
I'm also from the 90s.
No, you were
No. You were born in the 90s. That doesn't count.
Wait. Yes, why doesn't it? I'm not a 2000s baby.
Yeah, but you're like a 2000s teenager, which we're like 90s teenagers.
Yeah.
I became a teen in what year?
I became 93. I became a teen in 1990.
Or 92. I became a teen in 92.
Yeah. God.
So.
Can we not talk about that?
What? About becoming a teen in 92? Oh, because you were two?
Please. Well, because I was three. Yeah.
Well,
please.
Get older.
Well, you know, it happens.
Get over it.
I said get older.
Oh, get older. I thought you said get over it. I was like, God, I will.
No, get older.
Jesus.
Age up there, bucko.
Our number 272-9228. It's Friday. The rules on Friday, Dave?
Ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. Christy, the rules on Friday?
Y'all always make fun of me.
Why do you make fun of you?
Ain't nairn.
Got it.
She got
Did
it.
I get
got
it?
Got it. After all these
I've
months.
I've really been practicing
hashtag
that.
Hashtag nailed it.
Nairn. Ain't
hashtag
nairn. That's wonderful. Really dedicating yourself to the squad, practicing in the off season. I see coming up with the.
Is there an off season with the squad?
Well, I mean,
I don't think so.
Saturday through Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. There's 69 hours where there's the off season.
Noise. You think leg room on planes is bad now?
Yes, I do.
Well. You know, planes are built for 5'10" males and 5'5" females.
Right. Yeah.
That's not great. Me.
How do you fly on a plane? Straddle?
Yeah, or you just suck it. I mean, essentially, you just suck it.
I guess you could do first class and have that extra leg.
Are you more leg or more torso?
Way more leg.
More leg, worse. You got like the legs of like a 7-footer.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah. When I can, I'd fly first. Or Delta Comfort is basically like, you know, it's $25 to get, you know, a seat that's essentially like a... It has like an inch more leg room than the exit row.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I mean, I haven't flown to like Korea or China as an adult, but like other than that, you know, if I'm going to like, I think the furthest flight I've taken in like, you know, the last 20 years is to San Francisco.
Oh, you'll
I got
fine.
Business. You we'll know, it's fine.
Yeah. Actually, I know you had a bad experience on Spirit, but Spirit used to have a business. Spirit Business. And Spirit Business ensured you were in one of the front six rows, and they were, I mean, basically like two-lane comfort cruises up there.
Spirit
really, like,
got me.
Southwest used to do the thing, where they still do the cattle boarding, right,
yeah.
Like when you get there. And so what I would always do is I'd walk up to the, you know, to the person at the counter and be like, hey, look, not for nothing, like, I'm 6'8". Can I, like, you know, like, let's let the moms on, and then can I scoot on there? And only one time they denied me, and I was,
really?
Like, I truly, like, wanted to throw the person, like, off the plane.
You ever had anybody say, come here, I got a tape measure. I want to put this 6'8 to the test.
Yeah, all the time. Because most people think I'm taller.
You know, as you get old, you lose a couple inches.
I haven't noticed.
You got to be back to normal.
I haven't noticed.
I'm talking in height.
Oh! So was I. I haven't noticed. I'm still hitting my head on things.
Nor has Wiener, so to speak.
That's something you would notice.
So to speak. Down. Klabe.
Hey, Klabe.
I'm on Amy.
Volume.
Look who decided to show up today.
Klabe 130.
Right.
You really...
Got one job.
You really missed the most important part.
He'll be on time for Joey.
Did you see we gave Dave his...
Yeah.
Is a birthday present?
I didn't see because I was driving. I heard, now.
It's on Facebook Live.
September 12th, Christy.
That's your birthday?
That's my birthday.
And the cherries.
September 12th.
Okay.
So go on and start planning now.
You haven't even said anything about planning mine. Mine's before yours. Way before.
Well, I don't do birthdays. But, I mean, if you're, like, giving gifts
wait a minute,
out.
Wait. You don't do birthdays?
No.
Like, you don't like, plan other people's birthdays?
No.
Well, why would I plan your birthday?
Because I like free stuff.
Well, so do I.
What, Dave, do you do birthdays?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, for your kids and all? Do you
help.
Torture other parents and force them to come to your house for birthday parties?
No, my kids are at that age where, like, we want to go to, like, Rock and Jump or, like,
right.
The Biscuit Stadium or something.
You know what I will say? I hate when people throw birthday parties for their one-year-old. Stop it.
Amen.
Wait till you have a one-year-old.
Amen. We've only done it for one of our one-year-olds.
Right, the first one?
No, the third one.
Yeah.
It was the third one.
Yeah, because you had a little money then.
Yeah. It was the... Now, actually, that was the brokest we've ever been.
Well, you know.
But the third one, the only reason we did it was she was born like 3 days before my wife's best friend's number three baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always kind of did everything together. And so their one-year-old birthday party, the other woman planned it, and we just showed up. But it was for our daughter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I think we have had two birthday parties, and we did do Sydney's very first one.
I'm going to...
And we had the first one-year-old birthday party, and then something similar to that. It's a weird thing in our family. I have a brother that has a son that was born on November the 8th, mm-hmm. the same day as one of my daughters. And then I have another brother, his daughter was born on May 10th, the same day as one of my daughters. So we've got four of our children combined are the same day. And we've done, I think, one group. Three.
Okay.
But birthday parties suck.
Well, we did.
Moral of the story.
I think two or three kids we've laid down to go to bed at night at the end of the night of the one and thought, oh, man, it was her birthday today.
Nice.
Now that is bad.
That is pretty bad.
Well, one of them was an excuse because it was Owen was born on Christmas Day, 2011. So on Christmas Day, 2012, we lay down. What a night. Open all those presents. Got to put all those toys together. Batteries. You know, dad's in there screwing stuff in all day.
Easy.
Putting toys together.
Is that where seven came from?
Putting toys together, young man. And then... We laid down and looked up at the ceiling and thought it was Owen's birthday, and we did nothing.
I'm gonna say if y'all want to put some money into a pot, I think we could. I'm gonna make two bets on Chrissy. Number one is that should you decide to have children, and all that, I'm just not gonna make any assumption, but we all have them, so right. If you do, you will have both a gender reveal party and a first birthday for your kid.
Now I will say. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm
telling
you.
You're not going to bet against yourself, are you?
This is what I'm telling you I'm going to do. I will have a gender reveal party with just my family.
Right.
Immediate family. And I might Facebook Live it for anyone who wants to join. Mm. Okay? Mm. I'm not doing the whole party where I'm inviting outside acquaintances because no one cares. Mm-hmm. The first birthday party.
Your immediate family doesn't
will also be family.
No, they don't.
Well, but like...
I understand why you're doing it, but your immediate family doesn't care about the gender reveal party either.
They may not care about that.
A text will be just fine. Mom, it's a girl.
I'm telling you, they may not care about that, but they will care about the open bar. You have the Bloody Marys, you have the mimosas, they're like, that was a fun party.
I'll be there.
I'm going to care more about that. I will throw the party because there's Garen's. To I mean, have an like, open bar.
I'm there.
If we're gonna live in this culture where dudes have to go to things like this, you have to have booze.
Right. You have to.
Well, it's kind of like, I went to a wedding recently where, first of all, the only wedding I've ever been to that was a cash bar, and I was pissed off the entire time.
Don't have a bar if you're going to make your guest pay for it.
Right. You're already making me pay to give you a present and other things.
Want worse? Go to a destination wedding with a cash bar.
Mm,
I had to buy a plane ticket and booze?
That's where you're wrong. You didn't have to do anything. You know what you can say? I ain't coming.
Negative, Ghost Rider. You know how many destination weddings I will ever go to again?
Zero.
Zero. Mm. I will never do it again until the day I die. Write it down.
Oh, you're racist. You just made the racist.
The actual
fine.
Thing to do is to have beer and wine, cash for liquor.
And I'm okay with that.
Because if you have friends like mine...
like boxes of Franzia on each table?
Listen, I don't care what you do, but trust me. Like, my friends here open bar, and it's like, hey, do you think we can make the father of the bride go bankrupt? Like, they have it for 4 hours. I bet we can shut it down in one!
That's happened before. I agree with that.
I'll just put a box of Franzia on each table.
Well, I wouldn't bother me at all. I would not be mad.
I mean, that's my kind of party.
I don't have to wade into a bar anyway. Just
right.
Every box has that chillable red. Every table, right there on there.
Mm.
It's pretty good. I think chillable red's dynamite.
I love it.
I think Wayne and I had the greatest gender reveal party.
Mm-hmm.
Is when our child was born. I walked out of the delivery room and said, "It's a girl." I mean, that's the way we didn't find out with any of ours except for Savannah.
You know, I didn't. 6 years ago, I'd never heard of a gender reveal party.
It's a new thing.
I never heard of one.
Somebody came up with it, and then white chicks saw it.
Yep.
And they started putting stuff on Pinterest. And then the next thing you know, everybody got to have one.
I agree. We ruined everything.
White women ruin everything.
They really do. White women suck.
I'm not going to say anything else.
They're undefeated, though.
And undefeated. We'll be back.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
After 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, and Christy join you. The squad.
The squad joins you.
You're welcome.
The 11 o'clock hour.
Together on a Friday. If you were the person who called and held on for like 2 hours during the first segment, and then we went to the break and didn't include you in the program, call back. We'll bring you in as soon as I tell you about our friends at Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723, if you want to get in touch with them. 271-2723, BathInnovations.com on the web. Or go to the showroom. That's what I recommend. Go to the showroom because you will see in person. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Well, being in person is worth 1,000,000 everything. Just go there, look at it in person, feel the granite, feel the tile, feel the acrylic.
Hey, I was at a customer's house the other day, and I saw that acrylic. With the laser sketching in it?
You can't tell.
God, it
dynamite.
Is.
Dynamite.
No. If you really, you can, it is magnificent.
It's almost better than tile.
Well, it is and because it costs of the like, grout. The grout will never fall out.
And it costs like a third as much.
And you don't have to clean the grout individually from the tile.
It's wonderful.
I mean, it is a beautiful product.
Get by Bath Innovations. Look at that beautiful product in person. It is a nearly indestructible lifetime product. And it cleans really easily. Just a little Windex or 409 or whatever you clean with. Wipe it down. Get the soap scum off of there. You're ready to go. You're ready to rock and roll. Look new forever. BathInnovations.com or 271-2723. Who's this?
Clint Jr.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
You have your kids in homeschool, correct?
Yes.
I did homeschool last year. Is there a place to, like, do homeschool but have a classroom setting situation? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's called private school.
Something reasonable that I can afford.
That's not possible either.
There are a couple of small private schools that are like half-day schools. And also, I know through our homeschool umbrella, we're through Ezekiel. They have a program that's called the LIFT program. And that's where you generally, in general, you go for like your higher level chemistries, sciences and maths and things like that. But some composition classes, higher level English, and then you just pay individually, and they're very, very affordable.
Okay, and what was the name of that place?
That's Ezekiel is the name of our homeschool covering, and it's the LIFT program.
Okay, thank you.
Okie doke.
That's what Friday's for, people.
Hey, what are the rules on Friday? Baron, what's the rules?
Oh, yeah. We already did this. You're done.
No, uh-uh. Well, I wasn't here. Baron, well, what's the rules?
It's not our fault you were a quarter after. Yeah.
What's the rules, Baron?
Look at Klaib 115 putting down the rules here.
Yeah, you're trying to make it sound like you're presenting this ideology.
We've had rules on this program.
Well, Christy, you're so knowledgeable. You tell me what the rules are.
I've already told her what the rules are.
She did tell us what the rules are.
And they pronounced it perfectly.
They did. She did it really well.
If you were here, you would have heard.
I will have to get your podcast. Because I don't believe it.
I'm not back in jail.
I've never heard you say Nairn right yet.
Well, no, she got it right today. She got it right today.
Thank you.
What age is too early for military service? Like too young?
15. I saw this.
Anything,
14?
Yeah, anything.
14?
That's what, 14.
That's probably too young.
Popped in my mind.
I would think so. I would think below 18, right?
The U.S. Armed Forces is trying to bring it all the way down to 16. That
doesn't
shock
me. 16's, all right. You went, 16 look, is we young. All went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had the one dude that was shaving in the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's ready to go when he's 15.
My friend VJ was shaving in the fourth grade.
Was he like one of those wolf children? You know, those werewolf children that they find?
He was half Indian and half Filipino. And
you'd think they'd cancel each
other
out.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, like they multiplied, made him extra hairy. Like, right. I mean, he had big, bushy eyebrows. He had, he was seriously, I mean, it wasn't like your beard or mine or Dave's, but I mean, it was, he had to shave.
I mean, it didn't matter.
I didn't shave until I was a senior in high school.
By seventh or eighth grade, he could grow a full beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not me.
Poor guy.
Yeah. 16.
Yeah, shaving sucks.
Seems awfully young.
I know. Trust me, I'm very aware of how much shaving sucks, Clay.
Yeah, you probably cover more surface area. That's right.
Yeah, but the face has weird little folds and wrinkles. And
it's my
chin
right here.
Oh, try to get that chin. I dare you.
I'm not going
to
comment on this.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom.
I just got it.
I mean, seriously, guys, hey, come on.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, brother?
Walked right into that one.
I wanted to talk about the 16-year-olds in the service.
Yes, please. Talk to us about the 16-year-olds in the service. Change the subject by all means.
Well, okay. I was 18 when I signed up, and I went to a school out in San Diego after boot camp, and we had 16-year-olds that were there. They got to get their parents' permission to join early.
Uh-huh.
The only problem is when they get in trouble out in town or have something happen, they take them to the juvenile detention center.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be prosecuted because they're underage.
Right.
So if you're
out with your buddies, right, and there's a big fight's going to pop off, just make sure the 16-year-olds are the ones that get arrested. Is that what you're saying? So because they get away with it?
Exactly right, my friend.
Yeah, it's almost like how these things
work. No, I think 18 is reasonable. Maybe 17 with parents' permission, but 16 is too young.
Well, the 17 with parents' permission is the current rule.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe it's changed. I've been out for a good while.
But at 16, just seems awfully young to like give someone a gun and say, go run into enemy fire. I don't know.
Well, my dad tried to join to go to World War II because he was poor. He lived up in Detroit, and the place was just nothing there. So he went to join the Navy, and they kicked him out after 6 months because he was too young.
How old was he?
And I think he was 15 at the time. Yeah. He lied.
Yep.
And they found it out, and then he rejoined after he got to the right age and then went on ahead.
Seems to me, Baron, that maybe if you had people that could join at 16, maybe they could have like a longer version of training, and it's more of like a diversion thing. Than it is
a
punitive thing. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So some little gangsters get in there and you...
Or whoever.
No, but, just, some guy who's done with school and doesn't want
to... But they don't necessarily need to just do,
11 weeks of basic or whatever it is, 12 weeks, and then, like, bam, you know, go
like
to...
Like, you're infantry, man.
Go to AIT, and then it's like, all right, grunt, have fun in Iraq.
He's like, hey, you, grab the Jeep and drive it up here. I can't drive yet.
Right.
I only have a permit.
I don't have a license.
I only have a permit.
There's pre-pubescent points.
Thanks for your call, Tom. Not that bad. Bad? Someone told me it was like Dave Chappelle trying to sound like white people.
Not far off, not
wrong. That's not wrong, yep.
That's the only little kid voice I know. We'll be back.
Your kisses taste like whiskey.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on coal.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our nice little summer heat break will be fading away soon. Today, more sunshine, still dry, high around 91. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll feel the humidity increasing, hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s, spotty, widely scattered storms in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. Summer will be back in all of its glory. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Guys, welcome back in. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Troop Booth over there is a man's man. This is a nice guy. This is a guy who understands jewelry. Been in the business a long time. Third generation. His grandparents actually started Heirloom Jewelers, and he bought it from them and opened a fantastic line of jewelry right there for you to come shop and look at. I'll show it to you. He has one of the most beautiful antique heirloom quality engagement rings I have ever seen in my entire life. Some woman is going to be a very, very lucky young lady here in the Montgomery area when their boyfriend comes home with that and turns her into a fiance. Isn't that a beaut? Look at that.
Ooh, yep.
That's a pretty ring there.
That looks like when Kobe got caught. Ring is what that looks like.
That's my thing.
Absolute. Yeah, that's an absolute beauty.
That's all I remember about it. That's my thing.
Well, it wasn't her thing.
No, it definitely wasn't. She made that kind of clear.
And then she got a stone like that.
No, his wife got a stone
she
like
got
that.
Like four, no, she got like 40 M's, didn't she? She got some kind of a huge settlement.
She got some scrapes and abrasions first, and then she got a bunch of money.
That's what they call it.
You got to do it in order, Dave. You got to do it in order. Heirloom Jewelers, though, no scrapes and abrasions over there. Just the big makeup jewelry. They got that. If you have some jewelry you want to part with, maybe get some cash in your pocket, they can do that at Heirloom Jewelers as well. And if you have something that maybe you got your eye on, say, hey, I'm looking for something that looks kind of like this. My grandmother used to wear something that was kind of like this. Or I want to watch James Bond wore in his third movie. You know, he can do that as well. He'll keep his eye out. He shops the jewelry stores and the jewelry exchanges all over the country. And True Booth will take care of you. True Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, open till 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you every day from 9 to noon. Monday through Friday, not on Saturday. That's when we're shopping at Heirloom Jewelers. 84 joins us whenever he wants, sometimes 15 minutes late. Christy joins us promptly at 11 o'clock each Friday.
On Fridays.
Thank you so
11
much.
11 o'clock, that's prompt.
It is.
Uh-huh, yeah. Not everybody's so prompt.
Yeah, you mean, yeah.
Screw you guys, I'm going home. You know how sometimes, and I tell people this, I look for stories specifically for who we're going to have in the studio.
Oh, good.
This could literally go anywhere.
All right.
I mean, there's not a single topic.
I'm actually frightened at this moment.
Under the stars, there's not a single topic that this could not go to.
So I read The Atlantic a lot.
And not surprise anybody.
My guilty liberal pleasure. And I see this headline and I think, Klabe's going to be in the studio Friday at 11. I'll hold it for then.
This is a Klabe story. Good. Continue.
New uses of stem cells. Pizza, really. New uses of stem cells and 3D printing could make baldness obsolete.
Oh, poor guy.
Clay, I'm just reading.
What are you laughing about, Joey? Just wait, brother.
Joey not currently bald.
Joey currently only 30.
I got Joey by 15 years.
But Joey's got a good low hairline.
Yeah, but hey, but you only, going hey, you only got me by 3, bro.
Now, Dave got some
good
hair.
Look at this nice, thick hair. Look at that hairline. Not going anywhere.
Nowhere.
Everyone in this room has, perfect hair.
We definitely... You know what? There is not
Clay,
another...
She said everyone in this room has perfect hair.
That's right.
I'm waiting for the...
Well, those of us who have hair.
See? There it comes!
What were you saying?
We definitely have the best hair in radio.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Oh,
about
absolutely.
It. Especially around here.
Putting my hat back on.
I mean, but any radio.
Yeah. I mean,
his hats fly, by the way.
We already discussed that as well.
I love Doug Amos, but I got a way better head of hair than he does.
Woke up like this.
First 15 minutes, already addressed it. You weren't here.
it's a cool little story here.
Here's my question, to be serious about it. If you're balding, why would you want hair?
What does that mean?
Doesn't it look more ridiculous? Let's get a lady's opinion. Doesn't it look more ridiculous?
You mean people who are balding and then trying to...
Yeah, like the hair plugs,
the plugs.
Or a comb over, hey. Or God forbid, a Mike Rogers, I mean a toupee.
A toupee.
So, listen, remember the wig party. Mike Rogers.
Yeah.
W-Sachs.
But I mean, you can LeBron always James. Tell.
Well,
can't you?
No, you absolutely can always tell. No, yes.
I think I would go the opposite route, and I would have the worst goatee you could. I mean, it would literally look like a dead animal on top of my head every day, and I would make it so the tape was weak, and it would fall off all the time. I would want to.
Hold on. So Mike Rogers,
right? I'd want to look like Bill Murray at the end of at the end of the bowling movie, at the end of Kingpin, where it's just one side is flaying 8 feet, as long as his arm, and the other is obviously bald. Bigger than McCracken, man.
Baron,
that is a look.
Baron, we talked about this the other day, the movie Shallow Hal.
Oh, yes. Yes. Shallow Hal.
He has,
I've never seen it.
The stuff that he, what?
Yeah, why would I watch that?
Because it's amazing.
Yeah.
And it teaches you a lot of truths about humanity.
Yeah,
and shallowness.
Shallowness. But you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Was it Jack Black?
Yeah, it was Jack Black, yes.
Jack Black's in Shallow Hal.
That's one strike.
He
No, but the guy on the guy. Oh my God, Seinfeld.
Yeah, Newman. Not Newman. George.
Yes, George. Yeah, what's his real name?
Jason Alexander.
Thank you, Jason Alexander.
He's Can you tell those are hair plugs? Hilarious.
You know, I thought of Newman first. Newman is Newman's a University
That's
of Georgia.
That's a multi-millionaire race car driver.
Oh, he's worth $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, you can like get like.
He could have seriously. He
flawless plus.
He could get Jeff Epstein to like cut a kid's scalp off and then sew it on top of his.
What do you think air conditioned man from Pet Lala is going to get?
The really, really bad rug that looks like a dead animal.
Like, freaking with like a failing tape.
Like pulling ass hair off of it. Like, this will work.
No, it's the guy. Doesn't the guy, Wolf of Wall Street, the Jewish guy who does all the accounting and the numbers?
Yeah.
He's made fun of in that movie because he's like constantly, everyone's pulling off his toupee.
And Maury's wigs.
Joe Biden has a terrible plug set. It's awful.
Well, he got his too early, though.
Yeah, he got his at like 35.
It. Yeah, they hadn't perfected it back in the late 80s.
He should have waited for the hair clip for
The thing is, though.
Tom Bosley.
Is that you're like, also a client. No one thinks that. No one would think you would have the head of hair you would have if you got plugs. Everybody would be like, yeah, it's plugs. He's too old for that. I'm sorry, 84. But the picture you just showed us.
Early to mid-30s. So not only am I bald, I'm old. Hold on. Why does this come up every week, Christy? Why do you hate me?
I actually love you. That's why I'm telling you the truth.
You're 46 years old?
Not yet.
45 years old?
He's mid-40s.
But can I say, though, the picture September you just 12, showed us, yes. the picture yes. you just showed us is of a young guy
wait,
who
wait,
is
Clay,
balding.
Wait. Yeah. No, yeah, he has one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. I just looked at his feet.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you this morning?
Mr. Miami. Help me, Miami. Please help me.
Mr. Amy, do you have plugs?
Say something stupid so they can pick on you and quit picking on me.
Well, listen, I've got another 15, 20 minutes. I can go over why I hate 84. I mean, that's a question.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Floor is yours.
I'd like to talk to you a second about your buddy Mueller.
Uh-huh.
And the other day you had spoken about being vindicated.
Yes,
you
yes.
have a list.
Quite vindicated.
Would you like to share that list?
List of people who owe me an apology?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have enough time left in the show. Really
can we start with Miami?
Starts with Miami.
Oh, really? I'm actually on that list?
Oh, you are the front and center. You're tier one, and everybody else is tier two or later.
Why? Why me?
Dude, if you don't know, we're not going
to
tell you.
Because you've gotten on to me about this Mueller stuff before.
Gotten on to you about the Mueller stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I mean, we're still friends.
I mean, kind of.
Well, yeah, and that's... I hope that's still true.
Yeah.
But you're thinking you're vindicated on this?
Yeah, 100%. I was told over and over, Mueller was a black hat who was tasked with taking down Trump. After that hearing, no one can still hold that position with a straight face. No one. Mueller didn't even know what planet he was on. He was on so much geritol. I mean, Mueller thought he was, you know, soiled diapers sitting in a retirement home waiting on applesauce to be served for a snack because he didn't have his teeth in. What time is it? What page was that on? He didn't have a clue what was going on. He'd never even heard of Fusion GPS. You think he was in charge of the Mueller investigation?
Well, yeah, okay. So we can at least agree that he was brought in as a figurehead, right? To protect the entity itself.
Yes, correct? You must have heard my 9 o'clock hour on Wednesday when I gave a description, a historical description of where the phrase figurehead comes from and the dangers of a larger-than-life figurehead, how it can sink boats and knock them off course.
Right. And that was very enlightening.
If I'm not going to pat myself on the back and toot my own horn, no one else is.
I believe that was like...
Joey's not over here patting me on the back.
That was
Christy's
like,
sitting on her hand.
No, that was like two dudes coming from the wing, and you just like... I just tossed it up from like right off the backboard, and Baron just like tomahawk dunked it. Like all on your head, Miami.
Like Top Gun.
Yes.
All right, so we can concede that's what he was brought in for.
Yes.
And how is that not a pawn of the globalists themselves?
Well, it might be, but he was brought in to mediate the investigation, to make sure it didn't get too carried away, to make sure they didn't do things that they could have done to destroy the Trump presidency, like take it to the Supreme Court to try to force Trump to testify, to release... you know, I don't know. I've gone over this a number of times. I need 15 right. hours a week commitment from you, good sir.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I guess I'll try and pay better attention and try and listen more. And one last thing, Miss Christie,
yes,
are you
sir.
Still there?
I sure am.
No, she left.
Fantastic shindig over there at Marguerite's. You put on a wonderful, wonderful get-together. I mean, it's sad that you were the only roadie there running around, and I felt kind of bad for you, but you were busy, and you brought it off without a glitch, and it was very, very entertaining. It was a fun event, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your hard work.
I very much appreciate you saying that. Thank you so, so much for saying that. That really made my day.
Isn't Miami the greatest?
He's all right.
Dynamite.
No,
except his name comes from Florida.
I love it.
Who has not beaten Georgia for 1,000 days? I found out today on News and Views.
I think Miami chose his name because Miami is in Latin, my friend.
Miami.
That's how you win up, because Miami's wife was actually one of the qualifiers for that event.
Yeah.
And I was getting some information from her to write down for her to come get her invitation. And Miami got on the phone, and I was like, wait a minute.
I know that voice.
I was like, I know this voice.
Wait a minute.
I was like, you call in the Barron Show almost every time I'm there. He goes, yes, I do. I said, I would recognize that voice anywhere.
You know, he might have to go on the list with Jake and Randall.
No.
Well, they haven't called yet.
He has not called in the past like few weeks.
That's true, but he only calls in Friday at 11.
Well, it's
there's
the best
people
hours.
Who call in every Friday at 11.
There's certain
it's
callers
the best
that
hour.
Only call in when certain people are here.
It's the best hour.
Is it you? Is that what he's calling for?
It might be. I mean, it's no coincidence. I mean, we're all just assuming it's because Christy's here.
I just bring the ratings up. I don't bring more callers.
84 has been here like 3 days this week.
Well, he didn't have anything better to do.
Well, that's why.
Have you seen the temperature? It was 67 this morning.
That's why I'm saying,
nothing
though.
Breaks at 67.
I'm only here one day.
You don't need heat or air at 67. You need windows.
It's the worst. The worst temperature.
No, fortunately, people are, like, really dumb. They are so dumb that they don't know how to open their windows up. And you're like, I'll go to a house, and no kidding, it's like 99 degrees in the house.
And 63
it's 83
outside.
Yeah. I'm like, open the window. Oh, I didn't think about that. You didn't think? Open the window?
Well,
you know what they could do? They could do. Maybe they don't think about opening the window because they're marveling at the new drywall job that Chase Interiors put on. Maybe they can't see the windows because all they can see are the walls and the ceiling.
Or maybe the reason their air conditioner's not working is because a drain stopped up and it leaked water all down through the roof and the ceiling's all
jacked
up.
And if that happens, you call Chase Interiors.
That's exactly
right.
My
man Trey at Chase Interiors, 799-1502. 799-1502. You can check him out online, chaseinteriors.com. Just does walls and ceilings. That's it. Nothing else. Just walls and ceilings. You're not going to catch him out there cutting grass. You're not going to catch him up there on the roof. You're not going to catch him digging through the attic, running lines. No. You're going to catch him with walls and ceilings. That's what he does. Walls and ceilings. You got a fist run through the wall because you're let's just say you had a bad day, so you put your fist in the wall. Let's not name anything in particular that has happened over the years.
Don't get too personal.
Call Chase Interiors. They'll take care of it. Drain lines, water damage. If it's drywall or sheetrock, it's Chase Interiors. 799-1502. Or Christy Clay, Dave and Barron after this.
Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Plumbing.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up.
All right, guys, welcome back in.
Something about you, baby, got me going crazy.
We're gonna head to the phones momentarily.
What to do. I've never met a girl like
7 minutes
you.
To the top of the hour. Joey and Dan warming up in the wings. 84, Christy joined Dave and me during the 11 o'clock hour on Friday, and for Remarkable Radio, the group text has been renamed The Squad.
Well,
The Squad is awesome.
But the name is
terrible. Squad is awesome, but the name
that
is terrible.
On there.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Jenkins Tire and Auto, they are awesome, and their name is awesome. That is Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're one block off of downtown, one block off of Madison. Excuse me, they're right downtown, one block off of Madison, corner of Perry and Jefferson. And if you get by Jenkins Tire and Auto, you'll experience what I experienced. Great service, knowledgeable staff, knowledgeable technicians. Mike Jenkins, a great, good, honest businessman, just does everything the right way. And if you want someone you can trust your car with, you know, you're new to the area or... You know, there's some things like mechanic and just, you know, some of the professional services, you don't know who you can trust and who you can't trust. That's why you tune into a show like this, because I'm going to tell you who you can trust.
Right.
You can trust Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. They got a great reputation. They've been doing this for a long, long time. And I highly recommend you take your car in, man. They can work on anything. They can do fleet maintenance. They can work on 18-wheelers. They can work on diesel, gasoline. They can do classics. So they could just do your daily driver, your daily commuter. Jenkins Tire and Auto will get you to work if you drop your car off in the morning and you need an oil change or tires or some fluid top off, or you just got a strange knocking noise under the hood, call them. Go by there, Jenkins Tire and Auto, corner of Perry and Jefferson, downtown. Got some phone calls. Who's this?
This is Delta Tango.
Delta Tango. I saw you on Facebook, Delta Tango.
Did you indeed? Baron, I'm going to tell you, you have a great name. It's beautiful.
I know, but I spelled it correctly. You spelled your son's name incorrectly.
Well... You know.
Two R's.
I overheard your conversation about hair plugs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
I have some advice for young 84.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead there, DT.
So don't go out and buy those things. They're from China, first of all. Secondly, this is what you need to do. Go ahead and get yourself a great brush, a wonderful brush. So spend the money on this. Very important. Then... You can save money by stop going to your barber or hair salonist.
I think you started saving that money years ago, brother.
Yeah.
And then just comb it over. Just pile it all up on top. And you may go through like a can or two of Aquanet every week, but it's worth it. Your hair will look beautiful.
All right. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Delta Tango.
I saw the real-life Delta Tango, and it looks like you got cleaned up a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, no, sir. I saw a picture of you recently. You had your beard nice and trimmed up, and your cheeks were clean, and your hair looked like it had been cut.
Well, I do what
Are
I
you
can,
saying he but... didn't look homeless anymore?
Well, he did look homeless there for about 6 months. I'm not sure what the hell happened, but...
It may have been an old photo.
Appreciate it. Good hearing from you, Nate. Good hearing from you. 272-9228. Who's this?
Hey. It's to make your draft come true. It's the 100% who called on Friday. Look, she deserves to be noticed every minute of every day.
Oh, I mean, Randall.
I'm just telling you, but 84 is who I think of when I'm talking. I mean, you can't look at a man in jorts that come down that long, and on somebody else they probably look like blue jeans. So your mind just wonders. And I got to say this since you brought up Jake a while ago, I want to tell you. So after your fifth year anniversary, I got so much love, and it started, you know, before that too. But I mean, just so much at one time that I guess you can't hold that much hate in your heart for folks. And I met Jake at the Midtown Pizza Kitchen the other day, me and my daughter, and trying to put it out there, smooth it over, and get back right, man. And try. If you think you got a problem with me, or even think that I think I do, I'm coming to y'all. I'm coming to everybody. I'm gonna show the love that I've been showing these past 3 months, man. It's just, you just don't even know. All the messages, they mean a lot, and I look at every one of them. And
Randall did get a lot of love after that event.
He really did. Randall was the superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I do hate it when they used to bring my name on radio and say the aspect, because that ain't why I started this. Kind of give me one of my ways out, you know what I mean? And I thought it's just me and Baron talking. It ain't me and a million other people. And it just, and one of the things that Jake got off about, I sent Jake a picture of me and thought me and him were friends, and he put it on one of his websites to try to generate a little fuss and so he could sell it. And you know, it just, I was on vacation with my daughter and I just went off the deep end, and I'm glad I didn't hurt that man. No, you know what I mean? Well, it's in my mind. Jake, thank you for the lunch, son. I would love y'all.
Appreciate it.
Okay, and here's the part of the show where I translate Randall's call.
Can you do that for me?
I can. Me and Jake made up. He pissed me off, but we good now. We boys. I love everybody. And Clay makes me get a heavier quilt.
I missed that part.
I missed that part too.
I didn't miss it, Clay.
You know what I'm upset about? I'm not one of those people that like has to be noticed. I'm really not. But Randall has called and said Jack makes him get a heavier quilt. Randall has called and said Clay makes him get a heavier quilt.
Are you jealous?
Randall has called and said Joey makes him get a heavier quilt.
Oh, keep going.
Yep.
Christy.
Randall has never called to say
Christy's husband
get a heavier quilt. Not one time. Not Randall's type, people.
He doesn't like ginger.
I don't see the ginger.
How many hours, Dave?
69.
Nice.